Hi, everyone. Welcome to your Monumetric Pubcast, where we're going to help you understand your Monumetric console. This is just a fantastic tool for each one of you, so we're excited to give you an overview and a brief walkthrough to help you utilize it more.
Yes, I am personally so excited to be taking you through this amazing tool because I've personally seen it evolve over my 5 years at Monumetric.
Yep.
This console, especially the ads dashboard portion, will continue to develop as our engineering team launches new features from our publisher's feedback. If what you're seeing in Vue is a little different from what you're hearing us talk about, be encouraged that this is why.
That's why.
Yep.
It's always improving, always changing, always adapting based off of what our publishers are saying they really need.
Yep.
So some of the important sections we're going to go over on this episode are the metrics you'll find on your ad performance dashboard, understanding the payment cycle in your payments dashboard, and the mandatory information that must be added in your settings to make everything function smoothly.
Just a few important general notes before diving into those topics. If ever the Monumetric team has something important to communicate, you will see a message across the top of your screen, and you may also receive a message in your messages section, which will display a red notification on your bell in the top right corner.
Yep.
Also, if you have multiple websites you work to monetize with through Monumetric, you will be able to toggle between them in the top right box that shows which website you're viewing.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's begin our overview of the ad performance dashboard in your console. First, you'll see your graph. By default, this summarizes performance for the previous 30 days, the data displayed in the graph, and the details in the summary box that show when a specific day is hovered over pulls from what is selected in the metrics that matter box to the right. You click on the metrics that you would like to see, and each time you log in, that information will display.
Awesome. So in the top right side of your dashboard, you'll find the date range and ad type box. All data on the ads dashboard is generated from the date range selected in the top left dropdown. Customize which days your ads dashboard is showing data for by clicking on the dates and using the calendar to select the desired date range. The top left dropdown will automatically set to all ad types. So limit the data to one particular ad type by using that dropdown if you need.
Yep. So now let's review the details within the metrics that matter section. Number one are your earnings. This amount sums up how much you made in the date range selected.
Yeah. The next is your impressions. An ad impression, sometimes called an ad view, refers to a successful ad call where one ad is displayed on a web page.
Right. Number three is your page views. As you know, a page view is counted when one page on your site loads in a browser. The more page views generated, the more opportunity you have to make money. We pull page views from your Google Analytics and do not recommend any other page view counter. That's the one.
Yep. So next you have sessions. A session is comprised of whatever one user does on your site before they leave and can include multiple page views.
Yep. Okay. Next after that is the page view RPM. At Monumetric, the definition of an RPM is revenue per 1,000 page views. This is the clearest way to understand how ads earn money from the traffic visiting your site. Be careful not to attribute another's definition of this term to Monumetric's definition.
Yes.
AdSense uses RPM to track the revenue you make from 1,000 ads purchased on your site. Some other ad networks use RPM to tell you how much you made per 1,000 sessions.
Yes, exactly. So just make sure that our definition is what you're referring to when using that term.
Absolutely.
Now you'll see session RPM. This metric measures the revenue your site makes per 1,000 sessions. It will appear higher than your RPM because more revenue is generated in one session than is generated in one page view, since a session can be made up of multiple page views.
Absolutely. Page views per session breaks down how many pages the average user visits. Knowing this can really help you adjust the strategy of your posts to help readers visit more of your site. The more site they visit, the more page views, the more money.
Exactly. Yep. Next is impressions per session. This is the number of ads on average your users see in one session.
Awesome. So after all that information, next you'll see your pie charts. One of those is revenue by ad type, which shows the percentage of revenue generated by different ad types. Those are display, which is all ads on your site, including your header, footer, sidebar, and in content. These possible ad sizes are 728 by 90 leaderboards, 300 by 250 medium rectangles, 160 by 600 wide skyscrapers, 300 by 600 half pages, or 320 by 100 or 320 by 50 mobile leaderboards. Next are in image. These are collapsible ads that appear at the bottom 50 to 100 pixels of your images.
Yeah.
And video. These are ads that populate through the Monitor Player, which we're excited to have live on our sites now.
Yeah, so any ads that will play from the content that you bring to us or the curated ads that are specific to the niche of your website. The next pie chart is your traffic sources. By clicking on each of these sections, you will see specific information about where traffic on your site comes from. So we have social, which is different social media platforms, referral, which is any site that shares your posts, sending traffic from their site to yours.
Mm-hmm.
Organic is anyone who comes to your site through Google or any other search engine. Email is anyone who comes from an email account to your site. And direct, which is when your site URL is directly typed into the address bar.
Another pie chart on there is revenue by device. This breaks down your revenue that comes from your different devices, like your mobile, your desktop, or your tablet.
Now let's move to the navigation bar on the left side of the screen to the payments dashboard. This section summarizes all past and future payments. The navy blue box shows the expected, or next month's payment, and the light blue box shows estimated collections from advertisers. These are all earnings that you've made but still need to be reconciled and paid in coming months, excluding the following month shown in the navy box.
To the right, you'll see your account status, which shows whether or not the tax and bank information has been saved properly under the settings section. We display this here because if this information isn't properly saved, payments cannot be sent. Let's just clearly say this one more time. If this info has not been completed or saved properly, then the payment won't be sent. When that happens, we have to wait till the next payment cycle to pay you as long as that is resolved at that time. So it's really important that this is completed, saved, correct, all those things.
Yes, exactly. So below that, you'll find future estimated payments, which totals how much revenue you've generated that will be paid to you in the future stated months. These amounts are not final and are subject to change as advertisers reconcile their payments. This will show a more detailed breakdown of the figures shown in the estimated collections from advertisers box.
Absolutely. Next, you'll see the date range. Click the year-to-date field to choose a new preset period, or click the dates and use the calendar to customize a date range. To the left, you'll see the payment history, which will display the payment date and amount of all payments made in the calendar year.
Yes, exactly. So I feel like it's really important to make a quick side note and quickly review Monumetrics payment terms.
I think so too. We pay publishers once a month within the first 10 business days of the month. Note that this is business days, not calendar days.
Right.
So keep in mind, weekends are out and so are holidays.
Yes.
This window is due to a 2 to 6 day processing period our advertisers have on their own that we don't have control over.
Right.
The amount that you are paid is what your site earned 3 months prior. For example, January's earnings is April's payment.
Correct.
The delay in payments comes from the net terms advertisers use to send earnings from the ads they purchase. Monumetrics net terms are 60 days.
It's also important to note that we do have a $10 minimum payment threshold. This means that if your expected payment total is less than $10, the payment will not be sent but will roll over to next month's payment and be sent once that total exceeds $10.
Absolutely. Yep. The next section in your sidebar is your videos. Here, you can manage your video uploads.
Below this section is training materials, which is where various resources will be housed to help you be successful at Monumetric.
Now, moving to the settings section, you will find important tabs across the top of the page. First, you see the payment information tab, which should be filled out immediately so you experience no delay in receiving your payment. We pay either via direct deposit or PayPal if you are in the United States, or exclusively via PayPal if you are outside the United States and do not have a United States bank account.
It is also required to fill out the next tab, tax information, before payment can be sent. Please toggle whether you are or are not filing taxes in the United States. If you are, proceed to fill in the fields below. All fields must be filled out in order for your tax information to be accepted. This will serve as your W-9 for the 1099 tax form we will send you at the beginning of the year. Note that publishers filing taxes under an S-Corp will not be sent a 1099.
Next, you see Google Analytics. Here, your Google Analytics account should be synced to the console. With this information, we can display and calculate key metrics like page views, unique visitors, and RPM. But most importantly, this data allows us to optimize the overall performance of your ads. To sync the data, you must first log into your Google Analytics account in a separate tab in your browser, then come back to the Google Analytics section in the console and click your Google Analytics button. When the check marks turn green, it has been successfully synced, and you will see your traffic represented with the black line in your ad performance dashboard graph.
Perfect. This is paramount.
So very, very important. And if for some reason this is not synced correctly, we will reach out to you and reach out to you and reach out to you, because it's so important for us to be able to help you the most efficiently that we have this information. It is vital.
Yes. So then next you have your in-image ads tab. If you're running in-image ads and have a specific post you would not like to see them on, then use this section to block those URLs yourself by doing this.
First, select the URL type and choose from the drop-down options between image URL and page URL. Image URL is the address of an individual picture you don't want ads to display on, or page URL is the address of the entire page you do not want in-image ads to display on. Next, click Add URLs. Paste the desired URL, removing any protocol like http://, or https://, and the www.subdomain, and press Enter directly after it is pasted. You should see a gray box surround the URL. Click Save. Once you hit Save, the URL will populate in a list below the blocking portal. Note, once the URL populates, there will be a trash can icon that will show in the action column. If you ever want to remove that URL from the list, just select the trash can icon.
Yep, super easy. So then next is the FTP details tab. Add your file transfer protocol information here to allow the Monumetric development team access specifically for updating and syncing the ads.txt file directly to your server.
So also important.
Yes, and it's something that is so easy for us to do on our end. We're happy to do it. And if this is a way that you'd like us to help you manage that, great. If not, we can also just do it through the WordPress Monumetric plugin.
Absolutely. The GDPR tab. If you do not have a cookie policy pop-up or banner on your site for European visitors, you are welcome to use this function to keep in compliance with Google's cookie disclaimer policy. Add your privacy policy link and click Enable GDPR Consent. Any customization of colors and where the box will appear can be made here as well. Feel free to disable this function if you already have your own cookie banner on your site.
Yeah. So then finally, you have your messages section on the left navigation bar. If ever the Monumetric team has something important to communicate, we will send a message here along with a red notification on the bell in the top right corner. Of course, our primary means of communication will be a direct email, but this gives an alternative with important messages.
Absolutely.
For now, that's the highlights of the main important items in your Monumetric Publisher Console. As you're looking around, and if you have further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us in your Publisher Success team. We always look forward to answering your questions and building on our successful partnership.
Yes, we do.
So thanks again, and as always, thanks for listening to the Monumetric Pubcast.
Helping you pursue your passions profitably. Dun, dun, dun.
How bizarre.
How bizarre. How bizarre. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby, you're making me crazy. You're making me crazy. When we talk about the console. My brain is like,
it just got weird. Pull yourself together.
We got it because we are the best.